Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
At special times of the year, we like to go back to Monkey Island Discs, our series where we talk to people who have an interest in gaming, who you've probably heard of. And this is our most special episode yet, because you've definitely heard of this person. It's the co-host of the Naked Gaming podcast, Lee Milner, who you may have seen on telly.
That's nice. Broadcasting. The most special.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's that time of year as well.
What are you after?
I mean, more sweets is actually fine, to be honest with you. I've done quite well recently, but I'm liking the pick and mixy style sweeties recently. Look, you've got chocolates there.
Got chocolates.
That makes it a festive edition.
Although, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I might have already eaten quite a lot.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
So we're going to go through some of Lee's favourite games, her least favourite, favourite console, all the good stuff from Monkey Island Discs. Okay, well, let's start off with your earliest gaming memories. When do you first remember picking up a controller?
I must have been about 6 or 7, really young. And I remember I really, really wanted a Sega Mega Drive. And my mum and dad, bless them, they got me one for Christmas. And I remember ripping off the wrapping paper. And it wasn't in like the normal Sega box, it was just like in a cardboard box. And I got my Sega Mega Drive, and it was like the best day of my life. And my best friend Ben came round, who lived just next door, and he came to have a go on it, and I got like loads of games with it. Got Sonic, a 10-in-1 kind of multi-pack, Golden Axe, all that sort of stuff, and it was like the best thing in the world.
And did you think to yourself, this is like a whole new world of experience?
It's your first console, isn't it? So you don't know what to expect. When they plugged it into the TV, you're just like, what on earth is this? Sonic the Hedgehog. I must have spent all Christmas Day playing it.
I remember getting Sonic and thinking that you could never save the game. So every time you turned off the console, it was game over and you had to start again from the beginning. And I thought, wouldn't it be amazing
if you could save?
If you could like carry on your progress. And I never managed to beat Sonic because I think it took about 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, in a run.
Yeah.
I could just never do it. I never was allowed to play for that.
You long. Also never forget the Sega.
Classic.
We used to play Golden Axe, which was a really weird medieval game when you kind of had like these different characters and you'd have axes and you kind of battle against medieval monsters. And then there were loads of other weird and wonderful games. Oh my God, did you used to play, did you have a Sega?
Yeah. My first console, Sega.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you used to play the Winter Olympics?
No. I played the football game, World Cup 2008, probably. I was always Brazil and I always won. What a surprise. But no, I never played Winter Olympics. Is that the one where you just mash the buttons?
Yeah, and you do the long jump and the... What is it called? The one where you kind of go up in the air and you go like that.
You do it.
I'm like forcing my head forward.
Epic skiing in midair, Eddie the Eagle.
Sport. Yeah, that one.
I don't know what that's called. That one.
Yeah, and you used to do ice skating, and that was really cool.
Did you used to play with your dad, or your mum, or anybody, or did you not like to share, apart from Ben, your friend?
Well, Ben could have a go sometimes. It was mostly my dad would play with me. He quite liked the consoles, especially the PS1. He used to play a lot of Resident Evil.
More than you?
No.
But you were like a team?
We were a team. So that'd be our thing that we used to do together, which is a nice memory.
So you had Sega Mega Drive, PlayStation 1.
This is where it gets confusing. So I had the Sega Mega Drive, which I was really happy with for a long time. But then I saw that other people play Mario on the Nintendo.
64?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I said to my mum and dad, I'd really like a Nintendo 64 because I'd love to play Mario, okay, and Donkey Kong. And they were like, yeah, okay. So Christmas comes around again.
Probably the next year, knowing you.
Again, open this weird cardboard box. there is my Nintendo.
Shmintendo.
We used to go to Spain all the time to get my Game Boys as well.
Nintendos.
I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But we got the Nintendo, set that up. And I thought, oh my God, I'm so cool. I have a Sega and a Nintendo 64 because I got Mario and Donkey Kong. Years down the line, did I not realise that it wasn't a Nintendo 64. It was a SNES.
Oh, so you'd been one generation.
Duped, really?
Yeah.
So I actually went backwards.
Wow. But you didn't know, I guess. And you got to play Mario. And if you said to them, I want to play Mario, they went, right, you're going to play Mario.
I don't think they knew what they were doing.
No.
But it's fine. I was grateful. I still got to play Mario and Donkey Kong.
So what's this trips to Spain thing?
So my mum and dad thought you'd get like a better deal if you went to Tenerife or Lanzarote to get like e-consoles. So we went to Spain to get my Game Boy. It was the first one, actually.
You know, the big chunky one?
The big chunky one. You know, the big yellow block?
Well, mine was a big grey block, but you could get a big yellow block.
Yeah, I had the big yellow block. And we got, I could choose my games. And one of them was Pokemon. When we got home, unwrapped the Game Boy, played the games, they were all in Chinese. But it's fine. Who needs instructions?
I mean, ultimately, you're collecting the bananas.
Who needs to know what you got to do in Pokemon? Well, in English?
Pokemon's... I don't know how you play Pokemon without the instructions, because I remember that being quite important. Like, they'd go, you need to go to Violet City. So if you didn't understand that information...
That's why it took me a long, long time.
You're still playing Pokemon now?
Yeah.
You've still got your Game Boy?
I have still got my Game Boy. I've got Game Boy, I've got the big yellow one, and I've got the Game Boy Color. That's my favourite. And then I've got the one that's, like, wide... screen.
Oh, the Advance.
Yeah. My sister got the flip one.
So did you play many games with your sister?
No. No. What was mine was mine. And what she had was hers.
Okay.
She liked all the boring games.
Like what?
She'd get like, you know that one where you like look after puppies and stuff like that? She'd get stuff like that.
Not your vibe.
No, I liked killing stuff.
Stop kidding around, Snake.
Well, let's come on to your favourite game then. It seems a good moment. So what's the one that stands out in your memory as perhaps your favourite? It could be your favourite game ever, but it could be your favourite game from that time.
I'd have to say probably Resident Evil. Because it blew my mind. But it's on par with Tomb Raider.
Oh, interesting.
Because Resident Evil, because you got to shoot a hell of a lot of zombies in the face, and I played it with my dad.
Ah, so that's like a bonus bit of
memory. Yeah, that was something we did together and we completed it together.
Wow. I mean, wasn't it way above the age rating that you should have been playing at that age?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
Anyway, moving on.
And it was really scary, right?
Massively
How
scary.
How scary was Resident Evil?
Terrifying.
Like, super scary. But then I just remember spending hours and hours and hours trying to complete Tomb Raider. Which Tomb Raider is it when she goes around the house first?
Oh, that's the one everyone plays. I think that is Tomb Raider 1.
Is it?
I think so.
And then she gets chased by wolves at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a dinosaur in one of them.
Oh my God. Every time the music went, I was like,
Dad, help me.
Just the music itself used to scare me loads.
I remember in that Tomb Raider that there was a skeleton tied to a chair.
Yeah.
But because it was the early days of video games, wherever you moved, the chair and the skeleton would face you.
So
if you moved past, it would like follow you as if it was watching into your soul. And that was the scariest thing of all of my life. I think even now.
Sometimes it would just disappear because of the angle.
Oh, yeah, because it used to have like, remember trees?
You'd like see through trees or see through the next wall.
Trees in the olden days in games used to be a cardboard cutout, like in a they put like two pieces of paper together.
Yeah.
And if you're standing at the right angle, you'd be like, hang on, what? What's going on with that tree? What about Lee's favourite games? Is there one that you played a bit and you didn't like?
Anything with a long cutscene.
What, even from being a kid?
Anything.
Anything with Anything. Story.
That's why I never played Zelda.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of cutscenes and story.
Like, why would they spend all that time and effort when I just want the action?
Making essentially a film.
Well, I tried to play The Last of Us and I was like, I didn't even get past the first cutscene.
But I don't understand, you can't understand what's going on because you just press X to skip all the time.
Yeah. I've been trained for this, though. I literally grew up on, like, reading instructions for games in Japanese.
Oh, right, so you just had to get on with it.
You just have to get on with it.
So no exposition,
no.
Just crack on.
Just, if game developers are listening to this, don't waste your time and money on the cutscenes. Spend more money on, like, the graphics of the actual games.
I see. And so nowadays, what would you say you enjoy playing? Because you've mentioned a lot of classic games. I know you like classic games, and when they bring them up to date, I'm guessing that's probably where some of your favourites lie today.
Yeah, like I still like the new Crash, Spyro. I'm pretty, like, I'd say basic in the games that I know what I like. But I tell you what, I love the new games like Little Nightmares. I think anything like that is so clever and so good and so beautiful as well. It's just nice to Ori, that's another game.
Artistic then.
Really beautiful games that you're just like, wow.
You liked Inside as well recently, didn't you? That was
Inside,
kind of like Little Nightmares vibes.
Yeah. You see, no cutscenes in those games because they spent the money on the graphics.
Wow.
I think anything like an adventure game for me. I've got to say, gaming's come a long way, and it's nice to see when you're playing games like Crash Bandicoot, it's just changed so much, hasn't it?
It's a different world. The PS5 especially is just that much. I'd say it's sort of made games like five times better.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
They were pretty good before.
I mean, you just got to play Ratchet and Clank. You can't even tell the difference between the cutscenes and the action.
That's why you don't mind that one.
That's why I don't mind that one. That's okay. I'll let that one slip.
What about a character that you might identify with or that you perhaps want to be? We've had some very interesting choices for this one before on the series.
Go on, give me some.
We've had Assassin's Creed lead character, lead actor. But there's a female one who I can never remember the name of. But that's a good one. Being a badass assassin, yeah, is quite a good choice.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of Tomb Raiders. I think, yeah, you might be leaning towards Tomb Raider.
No, I'll go for something different. Okay. Oh my God, I've got it.
Go on.
I think this character is like my spirit animal in a way. And if I could be any kind of character, like transformed into the game, I think I would be this character.
Oh, that's like a drum roll from the window. That's very ominous. The shutters creaked as Lee said.
Kirby.
Kirby.
Yeah.
What, you just eat everything in,
yes,
sight? And then... I beg your pardon?
Definitely.
Sorry, everybody.
That is so me. A big, fluffy, pink thing that eats everything in sight and is always happy. And like stars.
It's kind of you, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then also you sort of can absorb superpowers very quickly.
Yes.
You can learn on the job.
Yeah.
At speed.
Give me anything.
And you'll turn your hand to it.
There you go.
Kirby's
a good
choice.
How do you think I got my job?
How did you get your job?
Swallowed the microphone.
I am now a broadcaster. Oh, that sounds good. I'll try that.
Busy night, but there's always room for another.
Console, computer, Switch, PS or Xbox, what's your favourite of all of the ones that you can choose
from?
You
see, I've been thinking about this because I knew you'd ask me. So the problem is that you'll never forget the first time you got your first console, right? So yours was, what, the Sega as well?
Sega
Mega
you,
Drive.
Yeah.
And you remember unboxing it and you think, God, this is just like mind-blowing. And like, I spent so much time on the Sega. But then again, when I got the PlayStation, it just kind of revolutionised everything because it looks so different to the Sega. And again, I spent so much time on games like Tomb Raider and Crash and Spyro and Resident Evil. So I think you can tell I'm a retro girl, can't you, as well?
I know.
I'm not even mentioning the Oculus or anything like that or the PS5. I'd say the PlayStation 1.
That's a good choice, I think. Revolutionary.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Oculus, though, because you mentioned it there. And unusually, for someone who likes retro games, I suspect that you're getting that same kind of experience of playing games for the first time that you got with your Sega Mega Drive as when you play the Oculus nowadays.
Definitely.
So what was it like when you first played the VR headset?
I'd say that was the same sort of feeling. It was a bit like, in my lifetime, I think it was like Sega, what? And then it's like PlayStation 1, what? And then like the VR headset, you're like, what? This is like amazing. One of my favorite all-time games is Beat Saber.
Yeah, it's like it's designed for it. Beat Saber, though,
it is, isn't it? I don't think there's a better game on the Oculus, to be honest.
It's got to be the most popular one.
Yeah,
in terms of sales,
They just released your favourite as well, haven't they?
They've released a rock pack of tracks, which has Guns N' Roses on, which I'm very happy to
see,
try and
Chris
play
Chris loves
soon.
Anything rock. Yeah. We're literally sitting in our office right now and we have four guitars behind
Don't
us.
Don't forget the acoustic.
And then you've then you've got me to my right, who's got like a DJ deck because I absolutely love house music.
Yeah.
So very different in music taste. But no, I think the Oculus is 90% there.
Oh, 90%? Yeah. I think it's nearly that close.
Yeah, I think so. Don't you?
I think for Beat Saber, it's all the way there. I don't see how Beat Saber could be any better. But I think that for like what they want you to do, which is to live, to basically put it on in the morning at 9 and take it off at 5 at night, it's definitely not there for that.
But the Switch has been a huge... That's changed a lot in our household, hasn't it? We play the Switch a lot.
What is it about the Switch that you like?
The fact that it's like a PlayStation, but portable.
Well, you're playing Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto, yeah.
Vice City.
But I can play that in bed. So instead of going all the way downstairs to the living room,
setting it up. Yeah.
You can just like literally switch on your Switch and play it. God, my seven-year-old self would be like, why didn't you make this earlier? Why have I waited 30 years?
So here's a question. This is, and it'd be an interesting one to see what you say. So in 2023, we've got a bit of a change to our lifestyle coming.
Massively.
I.e. a baby.
Yes.
And you just said you wished that these consoles had been invented when you were young.
Yeah.
Well, for him,
yes,
he's going to grow up in a world where he has a Switch. He's lucky because he's got parents that have all the consoles.
We have everything.
Because of the podcast.
Yep.
So what will you introduce him to first? Will you start retro and then unveil the world of gaming?
This is a big decision.
I know.
Like, this is more important than where he goes to school.
Crucial parenting choice coming your way. So do you start with like a Game Boy?
What, like start from the beginning and
say... So Japanese Donkey Kong.
Would you actually like lie to him and say this is the only thing available?
Or do you... Yeah, but I mean, this is what I'm asking you. I'm not making the decision
for you.
What
are the ethics behind this?
What are you going to do? Are you going to give him your dodgy Game Boy and say,
good luck? I don't think you can start him on the dodgy Game Boy and the Sega.
But yes, what you did and you turned out like you did.
I probably would... Oh, it's a hard one, isn't it? It is a hard one.
Because once you show him The Last of Us... Okay, so not for you. Once you show him Ratchet and Clank...
Yeah.
The new one.
Yeah.
He ain't going to want to play Donkey Kong again.
No, he's not, is he? Oh, this is hard. Well, what are you leaning towards?
I think I go, happy 8th birthday, son. Here's your Game Boy from Japan.
From Japan? Yeah. It's from Lanzarote, mate.
Oh, sorry. From Lanzarote. Yeah, but come on. Originally from Japan. Good luck. Have fun. I mean, where's the instructions, Daddy? Your mum didn't have them. And neither will you.
Navigate your way through.
Good luck.
You'll spend 10 years trying to work out Pokemon Red.
So seeing as we're at a pivotal moment, just new year basically, but no, I get the child. What have you enjoyed playing the most this year, seeing as we have time now to take a moment and reflect on some of the gaming that we've done this year, which has been quite significant, to be honest?
I mean, I looked through my photos the other day. We played, do you remember when we played Mario Kart?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the 3D?
This time last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You had like you had the tracks and then you actually played it on your Switch. That was a pretty cool thing to do, wasn't it?
I think it's called something Mario Live Home Circuit.
Yeah.
A Mario Kart Live
:
Home Circuit.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I quite like doing that. I also loved all my Little Nightmares stuff that I've now completed. And also, I don't know, it's been quite a decent year for gaming, I think. Quite a lot's come out as well. Oh, the cat game. That was a good one.
Stray. Right, if you haven't played Stray this year, it's only 5 hours, you know. We might just about have that much free time between now and the end of our lives.
Well, I think... we need some like recommendations of games that you could just pick up and play and put down, because my friend who has a baby says that's exactly what you need when you've got a baby. You would pick it up, put it down.
Is this the baby or the game?
Both.
Well, Lee Milner.
Yes.
Thank you for choosing your Monkey Island discs for the Naked Gaming Podcast.
You're welcome.
You can do the outro with me as well, because you're here. Normally I'd record the outro like a few days later. And I go, thanks so much to our guests. And I really, you know, big them up. But I don't need to do that for you, really, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Right. Thank you. Thanks to Lee Milner, broadcaster, consummate professional, gamer.
Kirby.
Kirby impressionist. Kirby's such a good choice of a character. I think it's going to be another fun year of gaming. I think we're going to have more podcasts for you.
I wonder when we can, like, get him our baby first.
On the podcast?
No, well, yes. Well,
straight away, I would have thought.
When do you think, like, when's the earliest they can start playing? Do you think we could, like, enter him in the Guinness Book of World Records for, like, the youngest baby ever to complete Sonic or something like
As
that?
As he comes out of the womb, he, like, headbutts a controller and presses A.
Yes!
Boing.
I'm
happy to do it.
Completes level one, age 3 months.
Oh, 3 months is quite advanced, yeah. I was thinking on day one.
Oh, right, that's fine. Okay. That's fine. As it comes out, here you go, son. Here's the controller.
What I might get you to do, and me, is looking after a baby simulator.
Oh, in January. Yes!
Shall we do that?
Yeah, shall we do it?
See how good we're going to be.
But what if we're bad?
At least we've got it out the way then.
All right. Okay. If you find it, I'll play it.
I'm sure there is one.
Let's
doubt
give it a go.